Earth Science, 8th Grade, The Solar System, April 14th through April 17th. Tuesday, April 14th. Unit, Geology. Geology is the study of the solid matter that makes up Earth. Anything that is solid, like rocks, minerals, mountains, and canyons, is part of geology. Geologists study the way that these objects formed, their composition, how they interact with one another, how they erode, and how humans can use them. Geology has so many branches that most geologists become specialists in one area. For example, a mineralogist studies the composition and structure of minerals such as halite, quartz, calcite, and magnetite. Mineralogy. What are minerals? You use objects that are made from minerals every day, even if you do not realize it. You are actually eating a mineral when you eat food that contains salt. You are drinking from a container made from a mineral when you drink from a glass. Shiny metal silver, the white grains of salt, and clear glass may not seem to have much in common, but they are all made from minerals. Silver is a mineral. Table salt is the mineral halite. Glass is produced from the mineral quartz. Scientists have identified more than 4,000 minerals in Earth's crust. Some minerals are found in very large amounts, but most minerals are found in small amounts. If minerals can be so different from each other, what makes a mineral a mineral? A mineral is a crystalline solid formed through natural processes. A mineral can be an element or a compound, but it has a specific chemical composition and physical properties that are different from those of other minerals. Silver, tungsten, halite, and quartz are all examples of minerals. Each one has a different chemical composition, as well as different physical properties, such as crystalline structure, hardness, density, flammability, and color. Turn to page 3. Natural processes. Minerals are made by natural processes. One common natural process that forms minerals is the crystallization of magma. Some natural processes shape Earth's features, while others include volcanic activity and the movement of tectonic plates. More on that in an upcoming unit. Rocks and minerals are formed in sedimentary layers of sand and mud, and in the folding of those layers deep in the earth, where they are exposed to high pressures and temperatures. A technician might make a gemstone in the laboratory, but this would have been created synthetically, not by natural processes. Inorganic substances. A mineral is an inorganic substance, which usually means it was not made by living organisms. Organic substances are all the carbon-based compounds made by living creatures, including proteins, carbohydrates, and oils. This definition includes fossil fuels, such as coal and oil, which were originally made by living organisms millions of years ago. Everything else is considered inorganic. Therefore, oil and coal are not minerals. In a few exceptional cases, living organisms produce inorganic materials, such as the calcium carbonate shells of marine organisms. Crystalline solids. As you can see from this model, sodium ions, purple bond, with chloride ions, green, in a certain way to form halite crystals. This is table salt, sodium chloride. Minerals are crystalline solids. Therefore, natural inorganic substances that are liquids are not minerals. For example, liquid water is inorganic, but it is not a mineral because it is a liquid. Even some solids may not be crystalline. A crystal is a solid in which the atoms are arranged in a regular, repeating pattern, like you see in the image of table salt above. Table salt contains the ions sodium and chloride. Notice how the atoms are arranged in an orderly way. Also, notice that the pattern continues in all three dimensions. Page 4. Chemical composition. All minerals have a specific chemical composition. Minerals are either pure elements or chemical compounds. As you know, an element is a substance in which all of the atoms have the same number of protons. Protons are the positive particles in the center of every atom, the nucleus. You cannot change an element into another element by chemical means, because the number of protons does not change. Silver, sodium, silicon, and oxygen are a few of the elements found in minerals. A few minerals are made of only one kind of element. The mineral silver is a pure element because it is made up of only silver atoms. Most minerals, such as halite and quartz, are made up of chemical compounds. A chemical compound is a substance in which the atoms of two or more elements bond together. For example, the mineral quartz is made of the compound silicon dioxide, or SiO2. Structure of minerals. The crystal structure of a mineral affects the mineral's physical properties. Imagine you have three samples of halite. Each sample was found in a different country. They are all different sizes and shapes. They may have even been formed by a different geologic process. Will the samples all have the same crystal structure? Yes. All halite has the same chemical composition and the same crystal structure, despite physical differences. This is true of any type of mineral. A given type of mineral will have a specific crystal structure. Crystals and minerals. The shape of the crystals of a mineral is determined by the way the atoms are arranged. When crystals grow large, you can see how the arrangement of atoms influences the shape. Notice how the large table salt crystal above has a square shape. This shape is the result of the pattern of sodium and chlorine atoms in crystal. Now compare that drawing of table salt's atoms to an actual table salt crystal below. These small crystals have similar shapes to the large crystal. You can see that the shapes of the crystals are made up of squares. If you sprinkle salt into your hand and look carefully at each grain of salt, you will see that it is a perfect little cube. Page 5. A mineral has both a characteristic chemical composition and a characteristic crystal structure. There are different minerals that have the same chemical composition, but different crystal structures. A classic example is diamonds and graphite. Diamonds are, of course, shiny, clear, very hard, and very valuable. Graphite is used as pencil lead and has a slippery feel. It is dark and soft. Diamond and graphite are both made of only carbon, but they are not the same mineral. The crystal structure of diamond differs from the crystal structure of graphite. The carbon atoms and graphite bond to form layers. The bonds between each layer are weak, so the sheets can slip past each other. The carbon atoms and diamonds bond together in all three directions to form a strong network. As a result, the properties of diamond differ from the properties of graphite. Key terms: chemical compound, a substance in which the atoms of two or more elements bond together. Crystal, a solid in which all the atoms are arranged in a regular, repeating pattern. Element, a substance in which all of the atoms have the same number of protons. Mineral, a naturally occurring, inorganic, crystalline solid with a characteristic chemical composition. Mineralogist, a scientist who studies minerals. Review questions. Number 1. What is a crystal? Number 2. One mineral sample has a ratio of 2 iron atoms to 3 oxygen atoms. Another sample has a ratio of 3 iron atoms to 4 oxygen atoms. Explain whether the mineral samples are made of the same chemical compound. This concludes the lesson for Tuesday, April 14th.